The following is not a directive from the Department of Homeland Security, but we advise you listen carefully nonetheless.
You are warned to be constantly on the alert, to observe closely every stranger you meet. Look for these things: an undergarment of thermoplastic insulation material. The aliens are expected to be in possession of a small medallion-like instrument, a molecular polarizer. The polarizer enables them to pass unharmed through solid objects. All Thormanoids are expected to be armed with a concealed weapon resembling a pencil and believed to be deadly. Once again, all citizens of the United Planets are warned to be constantly on the alert and to report any and all suspicions directly to the Space Patrol. End of special bulletin.
That bulletin is a work of fiction set in the year 2100.
But in reality, it's from the early 1950s. It's a high terror alert from Space Patrol, a live TV show for children. Its star, the actor Ed Kemmer, died last Tuesday in New York City. He was 84. And for 5 years, from 1950 to 1955, he was a hero aboard a cardboard spaceship.
Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol.
Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol, and his cadet Happy are on their way back to Terra, capital of the United Planets. A daring young commander is returning from Mars, where he was called to investigate reports of an alien race infiltration into this solar system. The peace and security of the United Planets is threatened by the danger of invasion by the alien civilization from somewhere deep in the outer galaxy. And Buzz is faced with the responsibility of identifying and tracking down those aliens who have managed to penetrate the system.
Trouble is, Happy, these aliens or Thormanoids look so much like we do, you can't spot them.
Yes, sir, I know. It's getting so you don't know whether you're talking to a Thormanoid or a humanoid. They just pop up everywhere.
If George Lucas, the creator of Star Wars, wasn't weaned on this program, he should have been. In the years before Sputnik, it shaped the way kids pictured space travel. Space Patrol had everything. Spaceships flying with the help of barely hidden strings through the blackness of a TV studio, villains with rubber masks, the stilted heroics of comic book tradition, and a lovable sidekick named Cadet Happy.
Ed Kemmer played Commander Buzz Corey wearing the mandatory pajamas with epaulets. Kemmer managed to survive both live TV and outer space to go on to a career in soap operas and other dramas. But for a pioneering generation of intrepid young TV viewers, Ed Kemmer will be remembered as Commander Corey.
Lauren, would you mind removing your tunic,
sir?
Buzz, you can't be serious.
I'm very serious, Karen.
What's happening to us? Are we so afraid of this alien threat that we have to be suspicious of everybody? Oh, at this rate, you'll be suspecting me next.
I'll handle this, Karen.
Buzz, what's happened to you? Do you trust anybody anymore?
Carol, I've got to do this my way.
It's all right, Miss Carol. The commander's right. Everybody has got to be suspected until this whole thing is cleared up. I don't mind.
Ed Kemmer, Commander Corey, died on planet Earth last week at age 84.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.